Welcome to another cycle of Dirty Laundry Clean Confessions, a family podcast created for the next generation. Grandma Smarge can't wait to see what you'll become, Monk and Little Al. Live, pre-recorded from our family laundry room with Smarge, Haas, and sometimes Otter, and always not the real guest. Here we hang it on the line with everyday ordinary people who are doing extraordinary things. In the room where famous people are loved, adored, and admired, however, not invited, except for the great Willie Nelson, of course. Thanks for joining us in the laundry room while we fold through life's journeys. Here, we're keeping it real, washing through stains, and making colors a little bit brighter.
Hey there, Smarge.
Hey.
How's it going?
I don't know if you heard that, but I just popped open.
Is it joint?
Oh, I thought it was going to be a 30? Brand new one. I don't want this one. Oh, I need a brand new one.
That was disappointing.
It was.
Oh, that's like...
You're in reach, though. Do you see that glass next to the, you know, wine bottle opener?
Got it.
There we go.
Hold on, folks. We got to get our joints ready and our wine glasses ready.
There we go.
And our...
There we go.
Sugar-free.
I am ready. I'm ready to
soda.
Do this.
Yeah.
And it's Friday. It's Friday afternoon.
It's Friday. We just smudged.
We smudged the laundry room. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much done.
Which, for our listeners who don't know what smudged means, can you define
Some
it?
Some people also call it cleansing, and mm-hmm. you take sage and you burn it. Mm-hmm. And the sage smoke... I don't know where this comes from. We'll have to ask our guest if maybe she knows where
yeah.
it comes from.
Yeah. Because I've actually never done it in my life, but honestly, oh. I feel great. I feel positive.
Yeah,
I
that
feel rejuvenated.
Might be a little bit of the contact high as well, uh-huh. which is always good for smudging,
that's
if you want to introduce that into it as well.
Yeah, you
know?
You kind of need one, and it's like a combo situation.
It's a good way to get everything just
yeah.
nice and hazy.
Feeling nice okay? and groovy. Yeah. Getting those colors all mixed together.
Yeah. Why not tie-dyed night, huh?
Right.
Tie-dyed
wash.
Yeah. Or tie-dyed yeah. wash Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds good to me.
Where are you at with your laundry?
I am caught up.
I have laundry day tomorrow.
Kind of oh, that's right, because you switched to the weekends, huh?
Switched, and I'm regretting yeah. it.
I'm caught up and also helping out our guest. Our guest finally brought a load of laundry. We do say to every guest, we'll... give me a meal and we'll do a load of laundry. So
yeah,
so I get to do that because, you know, I like laundry.
And we did actually have it running in the background and editor yep. X-nayed it.
Haas was like, this will be a nightmare.
It sounded actually really cute. This is what it sounded like. But a bit distracting from my
after a while, definitely
brain. But it was really cute. So we had to move her load down to the... downstairs laundry
room.
That's the perks of having two laundry rooms.
Absolutely.
Turn one into a podcast, use the other one while you're using the podcast.
Why not?
It's perfect.
Yeah, it's very efficient.
Yeah.
And, hey, Little Al has turned one, so mm-hmm. Monk and Little Al are both one-year-olds, both toddling around now.
Yep, they both are applying for jobs.
Yeah, well, you know.
Got their driver's license.
Gosh, a whole year. Amazing. We're going to have Poppy G on at some point to talk about his first year of grandparenthood.
Yeah.
He has some pretty good stories.
Because it's been a whirlwind with those two little munchkins.
Yeah, definitely. And we have, go ahead, Haas, announce it.
We have the newest addition to our podcast, Little Family. Otter gave birth to... baby little Otter.
Yeah, I've been calling her Audie.
Mom, Papa, baby, all doing really well. Happy,
yeah.
healthy, growing.
Great little family, cute little family there with Eva and Mila, right?
Yeah.
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 Whew. And yeah, the puppies. We can't forget to include the puppies. They might be one of our only few listeners. You never know. You never know who's listening during the day. So
yeah.
I just want to make sure. And we do want, speaking of, we want to give a shout out to all of our sud buds.
Mm-hmm.
All
thank you so much.
I don't know how many do we have.
Well, we got lots of different platforms, so definitely
we should
growing.
Look and put it all together. I would like to get to 100.
Yeah, that would be great.
Did you hear that, family?
We could have a 100. Little Sudspud reunion
we
one
could,
of these days.
We could,
yeah. Get so. The whole gang together, do some loads of laundry. We could have it at a laundromat.
We could. We could have, yeah, we could have it at a laundromat. Woohoo, just
cute.
Rent it out. Why not?
All our little Sudspuds. Okay,
and then we
stay
could meet
tuned.
Our community. Yeah,
yeah,
that'd be fun.
That'd be fun.
Okay, yeah, stay tuned. What a great idea. Look it. I like this Friday afternoon so far.
Yeah, we're very productive and creative.
Well,
speaking
I have a confession.
Of creative, oh yeah, go for it.
I do have a confession.
What is your confession?
That this is after the holiday season and we're starting out the new year,
mm-hmm.
and I'm gonna have to bring back an old New Year's resolution because I let it slide last year.
Uh-oh.
And I do always try to, when I give gifts and stuff, I really try to give like locally, boutique, Etsy, mm-hmm. you know. Small businesses.
Yeah,
I try to
mom
look.
And pops.
I try to look there first and try to give my money there first and
good
everything.
For you.
And they're creative and they have great ideas. I kind of let it slide last year.
Yeah,
and I don't. The gifts were they were good, but they weren't as
they were very good.
They just weren't as cute. They weren't as nice. They weren't as thoughtful. I guess thoughtful.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah,
because you can get a lot more creative, personalized gifts to people if you go to those little.
Exactly. And we have boutiques. Etsy now. If we want to do it online, we do have other options and stuff. So that's my confession. So I guess confession and revisited New Year's resolution. It's nice to support those smaller businesses in your community.
It is. And you're in luck.
Am I?
With that confession. Because we have...
Aww.
Fancy that.
I can't imagine.
We have a little business owner here today. Vanessa is our guest today, and she makes the most adorable purses in all the land and jewelry as well, right?
Purses from cowboy boots.
Yeah. From recycled cowboy boots.
Recycled
correct?
Leather, like belts. And I mean, we'll get into it. It's amazing. And
yeah. Check out our Instagram.
And her little
so cool.
business is called Person Boots. Isn't that adorable?
That's
I
cute.
Love it. I yeah. love it.
Pretty much says it all.
It does, Miss V. I love it. I just love it. And she brought some of her artwork in, because it really is artwork.
It is.
And so you'll have to look on her Instagram at the pictures and stuff. So
how did you even get into this?
Well, here is my confession.
Yeah.
You have one as well.
I
welcome,
do.
Welcome.
I have a big one. So I have a friend that's his wife loved him, and she had some brand new Tony Lama cowboy boots.
Yeah.
And he wanted me to take a picture and put them on Craigslist for him.
Yeah.
I was helping him clean out the house and get everything ready for a garage sale. And so I took the cowboy boots out and I put them back to back to take a picture. And it was like lightning. And it was like, that would be such a cute purse.
Oh my gosh.
So here's the confession. I stole the boots. Only for a while, though. After about a year and a half, I invited him to dinner at the winery in Bailey
mm-hmm.
and confessed to him and paid him for the boots.
Was that really is it? Stealing. It's more.
What was only stealing?
Long-term borrowing.
That's yeah, it. Repurposing.
That's it.
Yeah, repurposing long-term. But look at where and
yeah.
Well, we do want to hear how did he take it when you said, "Hey, did you ever wonder what happened to those?"
He said, "I didn't even remember." He said after I told him, he said he remembered.
Right.
Place.
And what did he say about your idea? What did he?
He just thought it was hilarious.
Oh, nice.
You know, I had completely helped him out, and you know, I was really instrumental in getting him moving forward. And so it was good, but it was much needed. I really needed to confess that to him.
Yeah, it was probably weighing on you a little
it
bit.
It was.
But
it was.
Look where it brought you.
I
so
know.
At the end of the day, I mean.
And there is something to be said about starting out on a positive, clean slate,
yeah.
if you can. And you were starting out, which sounds like a very great, adorable business adventure. So it sounds to me like you started it off very well.
Yeah. Oh, that's incredible. So you had this beautiful idea, this lightning
how long
struck
ago?
Of idea.
That was probably about 3.5-4 years ago.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Did you have any like sewing background, yeah, skill set. Okay, that would probably help.
Yes, I have sewn all my life. I had a business with a friend of mine that we did costumes.
Fun.
And so, yes, I had a background.
Oh, that's so cool. And then, so you started making these purses. Tell me how, like, when it started kicking off. I mean,
so I started real small, and I started looking at boots and go, oh, you know, those are really cute. And now, kind of what I do is, you know, like now I'll see a cowboy, and I used to think, what a cute butt, and now I think, you know what? I bet you have great boots.
Can I see your boots?
That's it, you know.
Let me check out those boots.
That's it.
What's that country song? She loves my tractor.
Yeah.
Oh, she thinks my tractor's sexy.
Yeah. Yeah.
She
yeah.
thinks my boots are sexy.
That's
yeah.
pretty much it.
Yeah. Oh, that is just adorable.
So one thing led to another. And then my very first consignment shop was A Brigada up in Conifer, mm-hmm. at the Conifer Safeway Center.
Okay.
And so that's how that started. And then I got an eBay account and Etsy, and I was rolling. Lots of craft fairs, lots of local craft fairs.
And which leads to, I think, a very exciting question I have for you is, this was your second year, I believe, that you got to show your purses and everything at the
National Western Stock Show.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, wow. Which is every January in Colorado. Yep. For our sud buds that don't know that. And it's here for about 10 days?
Is
that
it's, what we are? I think we were 12 days this year.
12 days.
Wow.
And, you know, not everybody gets to display their stuff at the National Western Stock Show. So that's exciting that you had your second year. Tell us about how that came about and how your first year was as compared to your second year.
So
that's coming right out of the pandemic as well.
Yeah.
And everything, you
yeah,
know?
Exactly.
Nice.
And I had somebody that has a ranch, and she sells really beautiful high-end clothes. And she saw my purses, and she wanted to be a part of it, and she invited me to be a part of it. And so she brought my stuff to the Las Vegas, you know, what it would be the stock show. And mm-hmm. then in the middle of that is Colorado. And
right.
I got to work at the stock show one day.
Fun. That's cool.
And
was
then,
it fun?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we'll get to that
all
story.
All those
then.
Cowboys, are you
okay.
kidding?
We'll get to that story. Okay.
All those boots.
All those, yeah.
Yeah. And then it goes to Houston, and then that's her cycle of where she, you know, sells all her wares.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got to be a part of that.
Incredible.
Yeah, it was
what
really
a great connection.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
It was God. It was
so
God.
It really was.
What was the first year like? Were you going in pretty feeling confident? Were you feeling like you had enough?
No, because I was going through so much in my personal life that it was kind of a blur, but not really.
Right, right.
But
one of those, to survive this.
Yeah, some of the kids that, the girls that had bought purses and showing them off and just being so full of how cute they were, and you know, so it was magical.
Yeah,
it was very magical.
That's
so
nice.
Rewarding.
Yeah.
So how did the first year go?
It went really well. It went really, really well. Yeah. Yeah. So
well, that's great. And so then you were asked back, and you were displaying there this year. How did this year go?
They're different. They're different this year. I think I'm getting better.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, hopefully.
I'm sure you are.
Yeah.
I mean,
so now I can afford to buy purses off of eBay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. That was, you know, when I could start buying purses instead of having them donated or go into the secondhand store. You know, it was like, ooh, I can cut up brand new boots now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Why not?
I know. Why not?
So did you work? Does that mean you worked 2 days there, or you just worked
just
one day?
Just one.
But what did you do for this day at the store?
Well, I got
show?
To work. I got to work in the store.
Oh, in the actual.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the
and
store
she's
in the,
got you know, multi-$1,000 furs and.
Oh wow.
Just the people you know return every year just to buy her wares. It's amazing.
Wow.
Really met some incredible people and.
I bet.
It was really exciting.
but cool.
I only had a babysitter for one day.
Did you at least get to attend the other days?
Oh, yeah. No, no. I could have. Yeah. Because I had a pass. I had my little pass that gets me into everything, but
yeah,
can't bring dogs.
Right, right.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Well, gosh.
Doesn't play well with horses.
Or cows.
Well, that's great. And are you anticipating next year?
Yeah, yeah. I'm
and
ready.
Did you get orders and everything?
No, not through.
Or is
the
it more
show.
They just buy inventory?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yep.
So nice.
My inventory code.
Yeah. Yeah. How did eBay and Etsy go for you? Because I think that can be kind of challenging to.
eBay and Etsy was going just fine. However, I had to shut it down because I had left my husband and had moved into a shelter.
Oh, so I
shut everything down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm just now getting it started back.
Yeah.
But you are getting
That's
it started
exciting.
Back.
Yeah.
Well, that is great.
Do you do personalized items?
I absolutely do. One of my very favorite things to do is I call them memory purses. So like if somebody's dad had passed and they have their boots from their dad, I love making purses from a person that has passed their boots.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
So special.
Yeah.
Wow, I bet people love that.
That is. That's a neat idea.
Yeah.
That's like finding $20 in the dryer.
That is some nice.
You will not
change.
Find $20 in the dryer, by the way.
That is nice. That is nice loose change. Nice loose change.
Oh, that's so sweet. Did you have a special client recently? Maybe like a family member or a good friend that you did that for?
I have somebody that I'm going to be making a purse from, and it was somebody that had survived a domestic and has recently gone to the boyfriend had been jailed recently. And
oh, wow.
So I'll be doing, it'll be, I'm sure, one of my very favorites.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Absolutely. Well,
cut up those boots.
And that's nice to support someone like that as well.
Yeah.
So
you do not know how hard it is when you start cutting into somebody else's boots like that.
Oh, I
that's
bet.
Just like, I have to pray first.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I bet.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Have you ever been given some boots and they frantically call back and go, no, no, no.
No.
I need them back. I need them back.
Nope.
Because it'd be like, oh, dear.
I have some regulars that still donate and they drop them off at Abergata for me. And
they know.
And they'll put a little note in there. And then I will, when I finish making the purse, I'll, send them a picture or whatever. And I'm so thankful for my next door family that has supported me and my journey.
Oh, that's incredible.
No, that's great.
Do you do anything other than boots?
I do. That's all I do. I love secondhand store.
I
get
too.
all the liners
and
all
like,
the material for the liners.
Okay. And like it looks like you might use belts as
and
well.
The belts
maybe some
for
leather
the
belts.
Strap.
Or
yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And beads. I will cut up any jewelry to make some pretty purses.
Yeah.
It is. It's like artwork.
Yeah.
It is. It really is. And our beautiful bracelets that you made us, too.
Yes,
from fishing swivels.
We will, yeah, we
That's
will put those.
Are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, those are fishing swivels.
That is so cute.
We
what
will put those on the Instagram, too.
Yeah, and I do flask.
Have you always been this creative? Like, are you from a creative family or something?
Yeah,
what was your question?
That's what I was going to ask.
My mother can make something from anything, and she always has, and she's always done craft fairs. And I paid attention.
Yeah.
I was a good student.
It's such a unique
At what
talent.
Age did you start sewing?
I was way in grade school. When I was in third grade, I was homesick one time, and I was making Barbie doll clothes, and I ran my finger through the needle.
Oh.
And so I know I was in third grade. So I was young.
Young.
Wow. So did your mom make you all kinds of clothes? And
she made all our clothes.
All kinds of stuff. Did
yep.
she really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Were you from a large family or a smaller family?
I have four sisters.
Oh, my
five
God.
Girls.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's a lot of sewing.
I thought you had a bad with your
That's
four
a lot
girls.
Of and I didn't sew a stitch. Like,
yeah.
I still have that. Maybe our guests could give me some lessons. I still have, like, a brand new sewing machine that I still have.
You could come to my house. I have a dog.
Well, maybe you can bring your doggy here.
My dog thinks your dogs are
well,
are
we
bunnies.
We can lock them way up there. Well, I don't know. Just have to be real careful.
You'll have to be careful with that.
Yeah. How much wine shall we have if we do that?
Yeah. Well, how much wine should we give the dogs and us?
Yeah. Yes.
Or the doggy CBD downers? Yeah. We'll have some wine. We'll give, CBD treats. Mm-hmm. That might be more than we can. But, yeah, I need lessons.
Yeah.
Well, sorry. I didn't mean – did I cut you off? I'm just saying, my God, I need lessons. So you started when you were in – third grade.
Yep. I know. Wow. I was
and then but then grade. I do have to ask, I'm assuming that's not any ordinary sewing machine that can sew through leather boots.
I punch holes and sew everything by hand except for the liner.
Wow. Oh my God.
They're all hand sewn.
So how long does that take on average?
You know, everybody always asks that. And I can really, if I sat down for 6 hours a day, I could do a purse in 3 days.
Wow.
At 6 hours a day.
I have 13 in production right now.
Oh, my God.
So I don't do one at a time.
Yeah.
So I'll do, bunch of them. Like, usually I do, five at a time.
Okay.
And then I'll do the liners and,
all the hole punching at one time.
Yep.
That's okay. The way to do it.
Yep.
That's a great idea. Nice and efficient. Wow, this is incredible.
Yeah.
I just can't believe that.
Okay, so the truth of the matter is, more confessions. Nope. I have two employees.
You do?
I do.
Oh,
I have arrived.
Who are your two employees?
Wow, she's so I have one that
it's two
helps
more than
me.
Our podcast.
Wow, yeah, you're blowing up. You're bigger than us.
No, wait a minute. I've been doing this for 3-4 years now.
And now a word from our sponsors, Hatcher Fly Co. They sell handcrafted flies for your river excursions. Steelhead, trout, salmon, and custom flies. Just recently dropped merchandise. Use the code DIRTYLAUNDRY for 20% off merch. HatcherFlyCo.com. Fill the tug.
You deserve it. So who are your employees?
So I have one, and they're not full-time employees, but they are well paid. I have one that helps me with sewing the sides up, and she does an amazing job. I have one that does the pockets, which the pockets are the fun part of the whole thing.
Are they?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they take the longest, seriously.
Yeah.
Now, when you say they do that, are they sewing by hand or what are they doing?
Yep. I punch all the holes for them.
Oh, and then they
and put a bunch of beads in each of them have bags. And I put this one, these are things that might look good at it. And, she just picks out all the good stuff and creates.
Nice.
Wow.
So
that's nice.
And she lives in Pine.
Oh, right down the street.
The other one is in Kittredge.
Oh wow. Okay. So
all
little mountain
community. All mountain communities.
Yeah, that's great.
But all real close together.
Yep.
How cute.
So. And it's great that it sounds like you all are helping each other out.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
they'll go to one and then go to another and then I get a finish.
Oh, that makes me happy.
Where did you meet these lovely employees?
One of them. One of them I met, the one in Kittredge I met because I put an ad on Nextdoor and said, I need some creative person to help me.
Oh, cool.
And then the second one, she had followed me and my story through Nextdoor, and she actually ended up coming to a garage sale at my house a year ago, and we connected.
Wow.
And
that's
she's
so
very
neat.
Artsy. And
I can't wait to really look at Nextdoor now that I understand.
Yeah, look at it.
Oh, there's so many
Smarge
facets.
Thought that Nextdoor was just for the bad things that happened in the neighborhood. Like, I don't need to be extra paranoid. I thought it was just about, if you want to look up the crime rate, the last robbery.
I mean, they have that.
Burglary.
They do have that.
Well, but I thought that's all it was. I didn't realize that it had
positive as well.
That makes
stuff.
Me
oh, yeah.
feel better.
We're on at work, we're on Nextdoor, and we have people that recommend us all the time.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Things
you gotta
for
be
sale.
On, yeah. It's very
Where do you
handy.
Get your firewood? Where do you get your water?
Where do you get your water?
Water. That's right.
How do you keep your dog warm?
Yeah, that might be a good segue into, would you like to share with us where you live? And
I would love to. And
you're from Colorado. Fifth generation. Let's just start there.
Yeah, tell us about your home.
So I had to move out of my marital home and put it up for sale. And so I bought what I lovingly say is, it's what I could afford. And so when I went with my realtor.
And good for her this isn't the fantasy what I can afford. She's like, I'm going to be very sensible. I didn't realize how sensible she was. I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to be that sensible. So
I told my realtor, I said, well, you know, if I can find something, I will live off grid. I can do it. And be careful what you ask for.
Oh, my God. And when did you move in there?
November a year ago.
Wow.
So a year and
You've
2 months.
Made it through your first winter.
Yep. I heat with wood. I cut my own trees. I split my own wood.
Wow. This is not like all fifth generation Colorado.
No. And this is not
this
like
is very it's, unique. It's this a, is yeah. very unique.
It's a log cabin.
Yeah.
Wow.
So what just I just popped wanted into to, your
you
mind?
Know, if Monk and Little Al decide to listen to this like 20 years from now, I didn't want them to get this idea that half of us are doing this.
Yeah.
Is that somebody on my shoulder?
Uh-huh.
You're just playing with the light with your ponytail.
Oh, I was like, or is it a ghost? Like, I don't have time.
Sometimes.
For, like, go away right
sure
now.
You have There's time.
Something like over here. Like, go.
Go.
Anyway.
Wow, that's incredible. So you just went in full off the grid, essentially.
I didn't have another option.
No
but
water.
You bought this,
no electricity.
It's yours.
Yeah, it's mine.
See?
I paid cash for it.
She paid cash for it. She bought it. It's hers, which is nice as well.
That is nice.
And
does it have the potential if you're ever ready for water or if you're ever ready for...
It will be as soon as the house pays off.
Yeah.
Yeah, as soon as that part,
Yeah.
So I will be able to drill a well after I buy the property that's next to me.
Okay.
All right.
I live there's nobody around me. I have horses as my neighbors.
Oh, that's nice.
They're such great neighbors.
I was going to say, like, what's that like? That's got to be
nice.
Do
they parnay all the time?
Oh, my dog keeps them going.
Oh,
they
I
just
bet.
She runs up and down the fence and
do they like it or do they just run away from her or do
oh no they like oh yeah so when we go for a walk and they get down there and I have pictures of them kissing.
Oh,
that's adorable.
Cute.
Yeah,
like those little best friend books, like unique best friends when you have a penguin and a cat or something.
Yeah,
I don't
a
know.
A lion but, and a dog.
Or I don't know.
My dog sits out there in the morning and waits for the horses to get turned out, and she sits there. It's like putting a kid in front of a TV.
Oh my God.
It's hilarious.
That's so cute.
That is. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I just can't believe you live like off the grid. You have you have internet
I do have electricity
now.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how often do you have to go get water from?
Usually like every 2 to 3 weeks.
That's not that bad.
No, not that bad at all. Especially when it's snowing. And cold.
I was going
to
say,
once I get
to,
the water.
But once you get it, then you have to trek it
I have to transfer it into the house.
I'm like, it sounds miserable from the beginning.
I have it
into
your holding tank.
Oh, God.
Yeah. A lot of people, I mean, it's what
I
could do.
I was wondering, do they, like, you know how they have, like, the propane trucks that deliver and fill the propane tank?
Yeah.
Do they have water trucks?
Sure.
If
you know,
but can they even get to your place?
No, not right now. They can't.
So it wouldn't matter anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Too much.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
If they had these water trucks, they wouldn't be able to get to her place in the winter when she'd need it the most. Anyway,
So.
Well.
Wow.
Good thing you have a dog to keep you warm. You know, like if you run out of firewood.
Yeah. There's no running out of firewood. Okay. I got to keep the dog warm.
Yeah. Sure.
I have indoor plumbing now.
What? Look at you.
So I have
that
to keep the pipes warm.
Oh, that's true. Well, that's good.
That's right.
Really? So, you have to keep it all warm.
Did you used to have an outhouse? This sounds like a new.
I do.
I did.
I have it in-house now.
Oh, my
nice.
God.
Nice.
Look at you. Moving up in the world.
Yeah.
That is crazy. I
you
love
know,
that.
If
I
you lived on the other side of the mountain, this would be a normal conversation.
That's true.
We're just on this side. That's all. We're just on this side of the foothills. We're not in and over the foothills.
Yeah.
I'm in your neck of the woods, but
right?
I haven't been there long enough, I don't think, to...
Yeah,
really
but do you have
it.
Well water?
We don't have well water.
See,
I mean,
there you go.
We have,
city
running
water.
We have electricity.
Internet.
We do have internet. We have cable. I mean.
Yeah.
Now I feel like kind of bougie.
You are. Evergreen is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you get taxed for it too.
Yep. Sure do.
That's right.
But that's incredible. What a great way to
that
live,
is
honestly.
Awesome.
You know?
So you have.
I envy you.
How many sewing machines do you have?
Right now I have five. I have three that are up all the time.
Okay. And then, like, do you have, like, a workstation? I'm just trying to picture your cute little cabin. Like,
yes.
So you just have a workstation and have it all set up?
I have my two antique machines that are set up, and I have my machines on top of that. And then I have a antique Murphy bed that I put out of the way so I can bring all my purse stuff. When I say I have a little cabin, I have a little cabin.
So what did you say the square footage would be on that?
700.
That's a tiny home. They're a tiny home.
That's okay. Yeah. That's all the space you need.
That's all the space you need.
And you don't want to need with you and your puppy.
I put a two burner
and a running a company.
Yeah. Yeah. You. That's right. I have a two burner little stove that I dropped into an antique sewing machine. And my kitchen sink is a bath or a tub, a metal tub, you know. Uh-huh. And my bathtub is a stock tank.
What? Oh, isn't that what Beth took a bath in, the stock tank on Yellowstone?
Like from,
but
this is
for cows.
Little, yeah. Yeah. Or horses.
Yeah.
But it's littler. But yeah, it's inside, little. At
yeah,
least.
It is inside.
No way.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
I did all this myself.
That is so adorable. That is so neat. So creativity.
You're living the life.
So
I am living the life.
Did you have any relationship with your aunts or your grandmothers or anything like that?
Oh, yes. My grandmother used to make our clothes, and she loved us to pieces. And, yeah, she was great. Yeah.
So it's just one of those things that has run in the family.
Yep.
It's a bunch of creative little ladies. And what about your sisters? Were they really creative?
Not a thing.
What?
You stole them. But they're pretty.
And you're gorgeous as well.
Yeah, you're all very pretty.
So only one out of five got the creativity bug.
Yeah.
You took it
all. Wow, but you got...
I sucked up.
Yeah, you didn't share. You got greedy.
Yeah.
But you're putting it to great use. Now, I heard that you sent a purse to Dolly Parton.
Yep.
Now, was that something, was that your idea? Was that requested? What happened there?
That was a request.
I want to hear the
story. We do a lot of fundraising in the community. And when I lived in the shelter, Peaceworks, they had partnered with one of the shelters that Dolly had. And so I had made a purse for a fundraiser for that shelter.
Okay.
And so it's, she does songs that have butterflies, you know, and she's like, that's kind of her thing is butterflies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this purse, I found the boots that had the butterflies.
Oh,
it's gorgeous.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's so nice. So this is going to an auction to raise money for
her shelter.
Her shelter.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is
in
so.
Tennessee.
How often do you do that? It sounds like you're.
I do a lot I do a lot of fundraising locally.
Right.
For our local, because they have supported me completely.
Yeah.
They're great cheerleaders.
What a great community. That's so cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway,
okay,
to wrap up the Polly Darton story.
You can't do it.
I'm just kidding. I keep saying Polly
Darton.
Polly Darton.
Now I'm going to say it.
Dolly Parton story. That's so cool that you did that. Did she reach out to thank you for it?
So I had gotten a thank you from her and her shelter. Mm-hmm. She has a shelter in Tennessee. And so it was... that was how I knew I arrived before, of course, I got to do the stock show. That was my second arrival.
And
I
was like, how far apart was this?
Actually, quite a while, maybe a year.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So the universe keeps saying, keep going, keep going.
You know what?
Keep
the universe does.
That's such good news.
Yes.
Aww. We have quite a few of those reminders from the universe about the podcast. And then a few reminders that are like, hey, are you sure?
So I could tell you my favorite story.
They're like, it's just
please do.
So I had again had given gotten rid of everything, and I was really supported by my community that I should really start back, and they donated purses and fabric, and I didn't have a sewing machine to sew the liners. I also didn't have any money. Mm-hmm. I went into an ARC thrift store, and there was, you know, the it was like lightning again. It's like, okay, ta-da. There was this beautiful sewing machine there that was $15. And it was $15 more than I had. And so I turned around and I started crying. Sure. So I decided something caught me and I decided I'm turning back around and I wasn't going
to
give up.
You started to cry?
Yeah.
Like you just felt
yeah.
like...
Yeah. And it's like, so I turned around and went back to the sewing machine. And so 15 people walked by and I said, do you have a minute? I'd like to tell you my story. Could you donate a dollar? 15 people donated a dollar. I will never get rid of that sewing machine.
Oh, I
love
that.
That is a great story. Which, in a way, kind of brings me back to a story you were saying earlier about your memory boots.
Yes.
I was wondering, have the boots ever spoken to you? I mean, boots can be like a hat. They
yep.
can be pretty sentimental mm-hmm. to
yep.
people. And
you wear them
on
and
what
you know
what? Believe and what
that's
you experience in
part
life.
Part of you leave in with your boots. Yes, I have. I have had visitation from people from the other side, and I have been given messages.
Is this prior boots or?
No, these are any of the memory boots that I've done purses for.
Right.
Anybody that, I think I've done 7 or 8 of them now.
Okay.
Right.
And I have always, always gotten a message. And
now, were you getting messages maybe before you were ever in the boot?
I did.
Purse business?
I did.
Okay. So
yeah.
you.
I've seen people. I've seen.
So you knew people. What you were getting then? Like,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You had this gift.
I had this gift.
Okay.
And I can't call on it, but, you know, which is fine by me. When somebody thinks it's important enough to give me a message, it's important enough.
Right.
So, so I've had some really marvelous messages and have been able to tell the people earthbound here what the messages are, and it's amazing. So,
what's your most memorable from the boots?
Oh,
memory boots.
Golly, gee.
I mean, or
I have
share
the
a couple.
Two, I have two that are probably
okay.
The one where, now I tell people, don't tell me how they passed or don't tell me anything about them.
Yeah.
So one was I started not being able to breathe, and I just kept putting my hand up to my neck, you know, in a choking manner. And so when I went to deliver the purse to the gentleman, I said, I don't know. I couldn't breathe. And I just, you know, I had given the hand gesture and he started crying. And he said, my uncle was walking down the stairs eating a hot dog and he choked on the, and died on the hot dog. So
and those were the boots
that
you were
was,
working on.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
wow.
I have goosebumps.
Me too.
That was, yeah. So he said, you know, I've been praying and praying for a sign. I said, hello, I am your sign.
Yeah, right here.
Oh, right,
this
right
is
here.
Definitely a special wash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, delicate.
Yeah.
Maybe delicate wash. Wow.
Yeah, that's
the
a good
goosebumps.
One.
So then the other one probably is the, she now, I go to her prayer meetings, which is just hilarious that this thing has come full circle. She lives in Pine Junction, and she had given me her dad's boots. And again, by this time I told her, I said, don't tell me anything about him. And so I just kept getting these messages, you know, take care of the girls. And so when I gave her the purse back, I said, you know, did your family only have girls? And she laughed and she said, that's all we have is girls. So
yeah.
Well, your dad says to take care of the girls.
Oh, my God.
So,
yeah. That is so cool.
And it's an amazing feeling after I give the message.
I was going to say, do you have a different feeling as pre, before you deliver the message?
Yep.
So pre-wash?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then?
It's all I can say is it's kind of a heaviness, you know, that it's something that I need to do.
It's your responsibility.
It is.
Yeah.
Kind of
it
nags
is.
At you. Like a
And then when
like
I give the
little grease stain,
yep.
it just won't come out.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm here. I'm still here. Yeah.
So when I give the message, it's just it's really a light feeling.
Yeah. Oh, I bet. So, and probably for them too.
It is.
Probably feel it right away or
yes.
does it take time right
yeah.
away?
Yeah.
They've probably had this weight on their shoulders since that person passed.
Sometimes.
You know, and they
yep.
finally get a little bit of closure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's
so
nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love the way the universe works.
I do too.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
that's
do too.
So cool.
And sometimes we may never know why, you know, it just does.
Yeah.
Like we don't have to have all the answers all of the time.
So can I tell you where people can get the boots?
Please.
They,
yes.
Please.
They can,
I'm just getting rid of my goosebumps. Like,
they can send me any kind of a note. I don't have a website yet, but I am working on it.
Yep.
To Purse & Boots, P-U-R-S-E, the letter N, and then boots. And then 65, because I finally got my Gmail account when I was 65. So it's nice. personboots65 at Gmail.
Yeah.
And I will be happy to send them pictures if they tell me, oh, my favorite color is this or this. I have probably 150 purses right now.
Wow. Nice.
And but, you know, I'm working towards going to all the festivals and stuff this summer. So that's why I have so many.
Right.
And
I bet summer is your
It is. Yeah. So I do Fair Play, Park County, Hartzell, Bailey Days, Aspen Park. Aspen Park.
Nice. So, we're going to have to.
They can go to Abregata.
Yeah.
In Conifer. Mm-hmm. And I have most of my purses there. Mm-hmm. However, that being said, I have probably the person that sells the most of everything, and she's my best supporter. She is at Pine, at the light at Pine, and it's Coffee Bean and Bakery.
Okay.
And she's got all my stuff in there, and she just does a great job.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, that's great to know. Maybe we'll go there for a cup of coffee or something.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
The other thing I was going to say, maybe we can visit her in some of these summer festivals with our little to-go podcast, our little podcast to-go that we won.
Yeah.
That would be fabulous.
That'd be fun.
But you have to dress up if you go to Bailey Days.
That's fine.
Dress up as? About it.
Country, Western.
Little cowgirl.
Oh, okay. Cowgirls.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Yeah,
okay.
Saloon girl.
Get your cowboy boots on, girl.
I will.
And your dad's cowboy hat.
Yeah. Yep. I have, well, it's still in Cabo, but I have another one here I can use.
Oh, okay.
I have to show you the boots that I did for her up there, if you still have them out.
Yeah.
Antique.
They're not here. My daughter loved them, and now they are with her.
Yeah.
As they should be.
Yeah, as they should
be. Memories with her.
Absolutely. So I think
they're
in her bathroom or her little laundry corner nook.
What are they?
They're the old-fashioned boots.
Mm-hmm.
And they are from what?
I hooked them up.
How long do you think?
Early 1900s, I would guess.
They're the ones with the heel, but then you have the lace all the way up.
Whoa.
And she was able to restore them enough and then get stuffing in them. So
Purdied them up.
They just look really nice for a cute little display or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
So you being as crafty as you are, I also come to realize that you're also very handy and have done most of the renovations in your home and actually did renovations in Smarge's old home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Renovated a basement. Did a basement.
Basement finish.
How did you learn
wonderful.
How to do
Walk
all
out
that?
Basement finish.
I was I was my daddy's favorite son.
Yeah.
And I worked, yeah.
Yep. And
so you
it
got
was
the power
wonderful.
Tools out. That, I mean, you're doing all of it.
Have it all.
Wow. That's crazy. And you did all your renovations. We were kind of talking off air about your house now.
Yeah. Your cabin.
All your little cabin. You did all that yourself?
I did all that myself.
That's incredible.
And it is. I mean, the creativity, the sink that is adorable. It's just.
Yeah.
Every little part of it is just adorable, but useful.
Uh-huh.
And she's reusing all this stuff. It's not ending up in a landfill. And it's just amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah.
We just wish you
the
best of luck with this whole business thing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If we can help you in any way, let us know.
All righty.
Yeah. And
this will do.
Yeah, we'll put the word out to the Sud Buds. And I mean.
Yeah, once you get your website up and running too, and you're back on Etsy and. What's the other one?
eBay
would be happy to.
So I will be really shameless here and say if anybody has any cowboy boots that they want to donate, they can.
Oh right,
email me and we can
email them or email us.
Yeah,
where
to donate them at?
Dirty Laundry Clean Confession at gmail.com.
Yep, because
so,
either way,
we'll get you in contact.
I still need the donations, and I'm still trying to build my business.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. No, that's great. If we can help out in any way, we will. We'll get it together.
Yeah, because you probably have to go to every refinements or every store that you can find.
I have this dog.
Yeah.
I can't go shopping.
That's true.
That's true, yeah. That just never lets you go
just
anywhere.
So cute.
Your poor pup. I keep forgetting.
I know.
Just won't
I'll
go
remind
anywhere.
You.
You need lots of attention.
It's a...
Yeah.
Well, we love the pups around
here. Yes, we do. And we understand. Sometimes that's just the way it goes.
But thank you so much. This has been
unreal. I have had so much fun.
And you know, fifth generation, and we wish you the best with your Person Boots little company. I mean, I just think that's the cutest name.
I know.
And she made me a cute little backpack that I'll take a picture of.
Yeah.
And I'll put that on our Instagram. I love it.
So, and you know, I have not been treated like queen for a day forever.
Yeah.
So thank you for doing my laundry.
Absolutely. That's what we're here for in the laundry room.
And the upcoming tacos.
Yes.
Yeah. We like to spoil our guests.
Yes, we do. I tell you.
Our NTRG, we try. We appreciate that you spend the time to talk to us. And
yeah.
And this is a great podcast, like we say, for the next generation. And so here's another way someone and what they're doing on planet Earth in 2024, just to help it spin around.
There you go.
I mean, it's amazing.
A little easier spin cycle.
Yeah, yeah. It's amazing. So thank you so much for sharing with us.
I have one more thing. So the smudging comes from Indians.
Oh, that's right. Oh.
And so it's to get all the negative energy and all the negative spirits out.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry. So the Native American Indians? Native American Indians.
Yeah.
You heard it here first.
So do you do that on a regular basis?
Oh, yes.
Smudge?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
You bring all these things into your home, and they have energy that are connected to them.
There.
Anything.
Right. Yeah.
Anything
yeah.
you bring.
Yeah.
Has so. Energy.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, so now we've solved the mystery of smudging.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah,
I
just have never
process.
I've never
heard
call it cleansing. People call it smudging.
Yeah.
So hopefully it will help. We're going to be doing it as a ritual at the beginning of every podcast. So
yeah, hopefully season two is not going to take advantage of us anymore.
No, it's not. We're in charge now.
And we are cleansed of all of our mistakes.
All of our oopses are in the past.
And
smooth sailing ahead. Smooth, tidy whiteys in the ahead, you know? They're going to come out nice and white. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be great.
Love it.
Colors more vivid.
Yeah. Whiter and brighter.
Yep. Okay. Well, we're signing out. Thank you so much for being here. Hey, before we wrap up this spin cycle, Haas and I would like to give a quick shout out to those listeners who may be famous. We really do adore you, and even though you do not qualify as an NTRG, not the real guest, we would always love to hear from you. This is Smarge and Haas, keeping it sorted, keeping it real, from the family laundry room. Be safe, stay even, and remember, when in doubt, go half.
Thank you for listening to Dirty Laundry Clean Confessions. Follow us on Instagram at Dirty Laundry Clean Confessions. And if you would like to be the next Not the Real Guest, please email us at dirtylaundryclinconfessions@gmail.com. We would love to air out the dirty laundry with you. A DLCC disclaimer. In this live pre-recorded episode of DLCC, Not the Real Names, NTRN, have been used to protect the guilty and a few of the innocent.